Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. We thank you for joining us on a Friday, a glorious Friday, May 3rd, 2024. How about those Knicks, huh? I've been debating. I've been wondering, do I want to make the same mistake I made last year? And since I don't believe in jinxes.
Oh, boy.
And I do believe that this Knicks team is good enough to beat the Pacers. I really think that they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's a walkover. The Pacers are really good. I thought it would be a walkover against the Miami Heat last year, and I was wrong. But they are an impressive bunch of players. They don't quit. I mean, they had a 22-point lead that turned into a big deficit, and they came back. Then they had an 8-point lead that turned into a tie, and they came back. They don't quit. They don't quit, and Jalen Brunson's on a level that not many players reach, especially in the postseason. He's doing stuff that Michael Jordan did. So very little that you could say negative about the Knicks. The one thing that scares me, though, is if you look at the entirety of the series, do you know what the point differential between the two teams was?
Let me do the math. It's got to be plus one for the Knicks.
That's it. It's one. Yeah. That was the difference. That's how close the series was.
This was as classic a six-game series as you can get. Now, it's usually hard to talk about a classic that didn't go the distance, but if you watched every game of the series, it was compelling. It was back and forth. It was fun. There were just so many storylines, and every game was a classic in itself. There were no blowouts, and just it was just a fun series, and the Knicks proved a lot. And I mentioned it in the Don show that I did going into Game 5, that this is a team that is not getting any respect around the NBA, and they're going to have to take it. And that's what they're doing. Eventually, they're going to have to get recognized, guys. Eventually, people are going to have to say, you know what? I was all wet on this team. I was wrong. This team is good. This team's got a shot. So anybody right now that doesn't believe, they're just a hater. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but I'm saying if you're like still think this is fugazi, if you still think that they're a fraud team, they're not a real two-seed, then I don't know what to tell you. Then I guess you just can't be won over.
It's I don't know where you place it. You know, all time Knicks series, all time playoff series. I'm not exactly sure where it goes in the pantheon. I don't think the fact that there was a no seventh game in this case hurts it, because the quality of these games was just so damn high. But man, you got to give a lot of credit. Obviously, Jalen Brunson, guys. Michael, you just said this. The level that he's playing at, we can spend some time later trying to quantify exactly where that is. It's crazy town. I mean, when he's at his best, what I'm going to say right now is going to sound crazy, and I realize that, but I'm going to say these words. When Jalen Brunson is at his best, he's a top five player in the NBA. That I believe he's that good. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get that from him every night all the time, but how many players in this league, I'd be curious if Anthony could find the stats, please do. How many playoff series have there been in recent memory when a guy's run off four games like the last four games Jalen Brunson just run off? Well, that is rarefied air, Michael. Rarefied air.
Brunson has 39 or more points in four straight playoff games, Peter. Tied for the second longest streak in NBA postseason history.
Holy
Jerry
crap.
West had six in 1965. Brunson is now tied with Michael Jordan, who had four in 1993, and four in 1990, and Bernard King, who had four in 1984. So it has not been done in seven in 31 years.
So it's very fair to say rarefied air, and when this guy's playing at the level that he's at, he's among the very, very highest elite in this league. And Michael, you got to up the level of praise you give the guy, because he's not only doing it in the NBA, he's doing it when it matters most, which is when we see a lot of players fade away. And he wants the moment. And also, I want to give props to Josh Hart, who, you know, a couple of days ago obviously missed a key free throw, and there was a lot of attention around that. But when you look at what he did over the course of the series, with the exception of the one dud that he had, over the other five games, Josh Hart was the major key that they needed. Dom, we said it yesterday on the show. Michael, I know you weren't here. I said if one of two things happens, the Knicks win the game. If they hit their free throws, and or if they get a big night from Dante or Josh, they should win this game. And that's exactly what happened. And props to them for surviving. As Monica McNutt was saying on the broadcast yesterday, it's a game of runs. They didn't panic when they blew a 22. They went from 22 up to 7 down, and they kept it together.
10 down.
To 10 eventually. Yeah. It's props to this team all around.
Brunson is the first player in NBA history with a 40-point 10-assist game on the road to clinch a series. There's been only four players with 40 points, 10 assist games in a series clinching win. He's the first one to do it on the road. So they were at a fork in the road after game five, the way that went, the painful way that went. They could have crawled under a rock. Instead, they came out on fire, built up a 22-point lead. But as I said on Wednesday, it doesn't matter. Everybody said, well, they had to come out hot. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the NBA is a game of runs. So they couldn't miss in the first quarter. And then all of a sudden, Philadelphia is whittling down. And then they're leading. So they're tough. The only thing that worries me about this team, and Don talked about the worry that he had in this series, the longer the playoffs go, the human body can only take so much. This yesterday essentially was a six-man rotation. I mean, these guys are beasts. They're in such unbelievable shape. And the fact that they didn't load manage during the season has built them up for this. But at some point, does it start to deteriorate? Does it start to affect them? My worry is that it might. My hope is that it won't. Because this is what they're used to. This is how they've been trained. The other players can't do this. I mean, the guys that rest 20, 25 games during an 82-game season, they cannot do what the Knicks are doing. So, you know, kudos to them. And as for it not being a 7-game set, not being Hagler-Hearns didn't go the whole way. It's still a classic. Well, That's just the way it is. This was a class. Even Mike Breen, who is not prone to hyperbole, said this is one of the greatest series he's ever seen.
And I'm saying it's rare, but I would have to put it in that category. The only other one I can think of is Mets-Astros in 86. That went six and was an absolute classic. But rarely do you see a series that doesn't go the distance be a classic, but this is. And a first-round series, too, guys. I mean, usually in the first round, it's like, all right, whatever. You kind of get rid of, as Michael would say, the flotsam and jetsam in the first round, and you get to work. But because it's the Knicks and they don't have a great recent history of success, this is the first time since 2000 that they've gone to the second round back-to-back years. So it's been a tough 25 years for this organization to be able to put together this type of run. So it's special. But it's fueled them. I think it's now we can look at Game 5 as maybe being a blessing in disguise, that they learned their lesson and not to have it happen again. And if they're ever caught in that situation again, for the most part, late in these games, with the exception of Game 5, they've been the better team and the gutsier team, and they still are winning every battle with rebounds and loose balls. And now we'll see what happens with the Pacers. I would not look past Indiana. I think there's that temptation to do it. They're a heavy favorite with Vegas, and this is kind of...
The Knicks are.
The Knicks are, and it's kind of the matchup that you're looking at. But, you know, we kind of thought the same thing last year. They still have work to do. I do think this rotation might be what ends up killing them at the end of the day. But if you lose to Boston in the conference final, Michael, who can complain?
You can't.
Really, because that's the only team that technically is better than them in the Eastern Conference in the regular season. So take care of business here, and let's see where the chips fall.
And I really don't want to hear anybody complain, even on the Sixers side, about, you know, injuries. The Knicks are without their second best player, and they still won. And they're not going to have them the entire postseason, and they still won. They're a tough, resilient bunch. They're well coached. And by the way, people have been killing Tibbs for not being a great coach. You know, he doesn't make adjustments. You know, for like three games, he didn't let Dante DiVincenzo near Tyrese Maxey. Didn't let him near him. And then he made a switch yesterday. He put him on him. And you know what? Maxey was shut down. Hit some big shots at the end, and that goaltending call gave me chills because here we go again.
Yeah.
But he shut him down after he was unstoppable in game five. That wasn't a move that the guys got together in the huddle and said, hey, let's switch up defense. That was Tibbs and his coaching staff. So I thought they did a really good job. Nick Nurse is a good coach. And you know who else is a good coach? Rick Carlisle is a good coach. So this is going to be a good matchup, too. They've got some length that they could put on Brunson. But Brunson showed that he adjusted to the length that the Sixers put over him. So the first couple of games, he was not that sharp. The games during the season against them, only one of them it was a typical Brunson game. But he solved it. You could see, had higher arc on his shots than he had in the first couple of games. Now Halliburton might be covering him every now and then. There's length again. I don't think it's going to affect him. This kid is tough. He really is. It was a thrilling game, and I'm so happy for the Knicks, and so happy for the Knicks fans. All the years of anguish and angst and things like that, and here they are. Hey. 2 years in a row with a playoff series win. Next up, Indiana, and they could realistically, Vegas thinks so, less important, I think so. I think they're going to beat the Pacers, and they're going to meet the Celtics.
Hey, there have been tons of teams in this market that haven't done very much in a long time, but the Knicks are right there. Yeah, because even like the Mets, who haven't won since 86, they went to the World Series in 2015. So they have at least been to the pinnacle. The Jets had those back-to-back trips to the conference final. The Islanders had back-to-back years of going to the third round. So even the teams that haven't won in a long, long time, they at least have runs. It's been 25 years, Michael, so there is a lot of fans out there that have never experienced this team winning a couple of rounds or being this good. Now, we haven't beat Indiana yet, but being in this kind of position, like I said, it's the first time since 2000 they've had back-to-back years going to the second round. So it's not just the fact that they haven't won since 73. It's been a long time since this team has really been this good and a chance to really make a run and have some fun for a couple of months in the postseason. It's very rare. So I'm very happy for those fans.
A 30-year-old fan doesn't remember this. They were five when this happened. A 30-year-old fan.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old fan, I mean, how much do you remember from when you were 15-year-old? I guess some. It's kind of in the wheelhouse of sports, but there's a full generation of Knicks fans that have no idea about what this city is like when this team is great. And right now, I would go so far as to say this is a great team. It's a great team to watch. Does it have flaws? Of course it has flaws. It's shallow. It's a shallow team. It doesn't have depth, but they're strong enough to overcome it. And what a tour de force yesterday in Philly. And that crowd was against the Knicks, Peter.
Yeah, no, they didn't have the same showing that they had previously. There was a Knicks contingent for sure, but it did not feel the same as previously. Question for you, Michael. Did you think on the game winner, was that a ball fake from Josh Hart in intent? Or was he actually looking to pass first and then was like, all right, let me take this?
I think he was looking to get it to DiVincenzo, and then they sloughed off on DiVincenzo. I think he was hesitant to shoot, and then said, you know what, I'm wide open. And he hit the second big three of the series. I mean, those two shots win the series.
I don't think
it was a fake. I think he was definitely going to try to pass to him.
That's what I thought too, and that's what made me love it so much, is that you could feel that he hesitated, and he then just stepped up. And Michael, it was good the second it left his hands. Like, it was a gorgeous, gorgeous shot. I was super happy for Josh Hart. What do you say, man? It's really impressive. I do still worry about the inability on those nights when the other guys aren't stepping up. How much can Jalen do? I mean, he averaged 35.5 points in the series. That is the most in the modern draft era by a player who's not a first-round draft pick. So it's unbelievable the level that he's at. He had 40-5 in three straight games, as we talked about. The lines are just absolutely bonkers. 39-47 and 41 over the final three games. Over 10 assists in each of those games. It's crazy stuff, Michael.
We, we've had this discussion before on the show. Best free agent signing in New York history. He's one of the best free agent signings ever in any sport, ever. Because the money that he makes now is a pittance to what he's worth. It was a brilliant signing by Leon Rose, and it was an epic fail by the Mavericks to let him go. They could have had him for half the price. They decided to let him become a free agent. The Knicks kind of got slapped on the wrist for tampering. They lost a second-round pick. So what? This guy's worth a first-round pick. If you could trade a first-round pick for Jalen Brunson the way he plays now, you would do it. It would be multiple first-round picks. And I'm going to say it again. Said it last week, even before they won the series. This is the worst Knicks team you're going to see in the next 5 years. And this is a pretty damn good team. Because they're loaded with draft capital. Their salary cap is in exquisite shape. They've got tradable assets. They are only going to be better. This is just the tip of the iceberg. What Leon Rose and William Wesley and the Knicks front office has done is incomprehensible when you consider the dysfunction on this team, in this organization for 25 years. The things that we've gone through, the things that we've talked about on the show, Phil Jackson, the saboteur, Isaiah Thomas, trading asset after asset to try to win now. It's unbelievable. He dug them out of the abyss. You don't realize, maybe if you're a certain age, you don't realize how bad it was with Phil Jackson, the hack coaches they brought in. And now you got a legitimate, great coach. I mean, what a turnaround from the dumpster to the penthouse.
You know, we spend so much time with ownership. Oh, they'll never win with Dolan. They'll never win with the Wilpons. It's about ownership coming up with the right brain trust. And as soon as they do that, then everything can work itself out. These owners don't purchase teams based on their knowledge. It's based on how much money they make. And this is a case of they finally got it right. You gave the outline of all the, Donnie Walsh, I think, was a really good executive, but maybe the timing wasn't right. But Leon Rose ended up being the perfect hire. We didn't know it at the time. It was curious at the time, but he has nailed it. I mean, everybody that's contributing is somebody that he went out and got, either a trade or free agency. So when you make the right moves, you bring in the right people, Michael, that's when it starts to work. The New Orleans Saints can never get it right, and then they finally got it right with Sean Payton. They win a Super Bowl. Same thing with Belichick in New England. As soon as you figure it out and you get the right people, it could all come together. So there's no jinxes. It's just making sure you get the right people. And when you get the right people, this is what can happen. Perfect example.
All right, before we take phone calls, a lot of people want to talk about the Knicks. We finally have some clarity, Don, on the Rangers and their playoff series. So what times do we have?
Well, 4 o'clock on Sunday. That's what we know. And I don't know what took so long. I really, that's a bad job by the NHL. People want to know when the game is going to be. We all knew it was going to be at the Garden. It was just a matter of when. We've known for a couple of days it was going to be Sunday. But what happened between the Edmonton Kings game, which would potentially could have been a Game 7, which could have added 4 games on Sunday, when the Kings lost and it just became a possibility of 3 games, well, the other two games are being played tonight. So why did it take them so long to announce 4 o'clock as the face-off? They could have done it yesterday. I mean, they're inconveniencing people. I'm sure it makes a difference whether the game's at 4, at noon, at 7, at 8. But whatever. We've got 4. Likely game 2 would be Tuesday. And it puts us in a scenario, guys, where we go back to where we were at the beginning of the first round, where every day there's going to be either a Knick or Ranger game. So you've
Do you think that the NHL takes into account when the Knicks are playing? Maybe they were thinking the Knicks might start on Sunday.
But we knew the Knicks were going to. The reports came down yesterday, right, Peter, that no matter what was going to happen, whether there was going to be a Game 7 or not, they were going to start their series on Monday. I found that out yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
Now, maybe it wasn't official.
No, it was out there, though.
But the reports were out there that no matter what happened, even if there was no Game 7 between the Sixers and the Knicks, that they were going to start on Monday. And I think the reason for that was because they knew the Rangers were going to be on Sunday. Now, this was all about how they were going to fit in the potential of 2 Game 7s and then the Game 1. Now, the NHL does not like to start a second round while the first round's still going on, but it's unavoidable at this point. So I don't know what took so long, but now we got a Ranger game on Sunday, Knick game on Monday, likely Rangers on Tuesday, Knick game on Wednesday. Get ready. Buckle up, man. It should be a lot of fun.
Hey, it's a great time to have a talk show. So we're thrilled to be here with you with the ebbs and the flows of the emotion. So let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Corey in Old Bridge. Corey.
Hi, guys. Hey, Mike. Okay, now, since I've been on hold, you've said Knicks over Pacers, but I was mad at you to start this show. You came on and you did something that I did last year that I called in for. So I said last year I was not as high on the Knicks against the Heat. I'm hearing all these people calling in, oh, Knicks, let's go. I just didn't feel it. And I called in and I said that. And you guys said, why didn't you even call in? And I thought about it and I was like, he was right. And now you were less high on the Knicks against the Sixers, I think, than the average fan. That was how I felt.
I said they were going to win in six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you came on, though, and you said, hey, but the Knicks only scored by a point. And I said, how? I was so mad because how dare you come on and say that you don't feel good about these Knicks? Man, they're the better team. They were the better team in that series. We all saw it. We all feel so good about it. I am so hyped and feel so good about the way this team plays. It's so much fun to watch. You hear those defense chants, and man, it's going to be fun. And I do feel good about the Knicks this year.
But the interesting thing, I don't know why you're beating up on Michael. He picked them in six. I picked them in six. But Michael, I think, actually nailed it. That it was not going to be easy, that they were going to need a lot of things to go their way. This was not an easy series, guys. I know they won in six, but, Michael, I think you nailed every aspect about it. There was enough there to be concerned about. This was not a walkover like a lot of Knicks fans thought it was going to be. Oh, they're going to sweep. They're going to win in five. They're done.
So and the fact that I point out that the point differential between the two teams is 1 point, Michael, and I'm a hater.
I think, but you nailed, of everybody, I had them in six as well. But I think I was a little bit more, like, not higher on the Knicks, but I wasn't as worried maybe as you were. I think you nailed it. You got the number of games right. It ended up being way sweatier than I think Knicks fans thought. So what are you going to get beat up for that for? Should be praised.
I can't let it bother me. Let's go to Spike in St. Pete. Spike.
It's the most fun I've had to steal Steve Summers' line and my clothes on. That was wonderful. They corrected all the errors from the night before, 2 days before. They corrected the free throw shooting. And the quintessential play to me that indicated, first of all, Tom Thibodeau, out coach Nick Nurse, he held that timeout. My wife, who's over 20 years younger than me, walks into the room. She hears me going nuts and she goes, they don't have a timeout left, the Sixers. How are they going to advance the ball? I was so proud. But I got to tell you, the play that defined everything to me was when they were trying to kill the time off, and they passed the ball real low to Josh Hart, and he reversed the ball, and all the Villanova guys touched it around the court, and then they had a foul, and they went back. They did everything they did wrong 2 nights ago correct. It was just a beautifully played basketball game. It was a boxing match. First quarter, second quarter, they felt each other out. And then when the hammer comes down, listen, Michael, you made the point so accurately. They play all year, so their conditioning, I saw on the post game, they asked Thibodeau, you ever think of taking Josh Hart out? It's just Josh Hart doesn't come out. So matter of factly. And they asked Hart. And, you know, if a guy ever had a last name that fit the way he plays. I thought the same thing, Peter. I thought it was like a half a ball fake, but he had to take that shot. They let him have it. He squared up. He shot 43% in the six games from three. Not bad for a guy that got 70-some-odd rebounds. Guys were blessed to have 1994, the semblance of it starting up again. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too, Spike.
And how many spots did Josh have where they had a possession where the rebound, the offensive rebound, just saved them? He did it so many times. Awesome, man. Awesome.
Two games he won by himself. And as for the free throws, they did miss one that loomed very, very concerning. The one that Brunson missed.
Jalen hits that shot.
Yep.
It's another situation, Don, where maybe the game's not over, but he puts it at four, and it's basically over.
Yeah, I got to ask guys one thing before we go to break. So they did the right thing this time, and they were fouling right away when they were up by three. Why didn't they foul when they were up by three at the end? I mean, what if Hield hits that shot? Why didn't they foul right away?
I'm not sure.
Because they fouled with 11 seconds left, and they fouled with 8 seconds. But with 3 seconds, they didn't foul.
Walt was questioning it immediately. Like, why didn't they foul?
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not sure. Now, listen, you don't want to test the waters. But the reason why I was less worried about, like, that desperation three at the end hitting is they were going to have to play overtime without Embiid.
Right.
Because he had fouled out. So I was a little less concerned about a meltdown and going to overtime because I think they were going to be in great shape. But you don't want to test that. So I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if anybody had asked Coach after the game why foul on the previous possession and not that one.
Hey, Empire Outlets on Staten Island is the place to be this spring season for your ultimate shop and dine experience. Empire Outlets is located steps from the Staten Island Ferry, easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop outlets like Nike Factory, Levi's Outlet, Banana Republic Factory, Guess Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Nordstrom Rack, and more. Dine at restaurants including Shake Shack, Bake Culture, and Hazel's 423 Food Truck. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc and follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets to learn more about what Empire Outlets is offering. Hey, don't be the guy with the t-shirt on in the pool this summer. Contact NJ Diet today and you'll be able to feel confident being shirtless after losing a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. Locations throughout the tri-state or available from the comfort of your own home with live online video consultations. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. That's njdiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, our good buddy, Alan Hahn, told me what happened on that last shot.
Go, New York, go, New York, go.
He said that McBride was actually going to foul, but when Heal went up for the shot, he pulled his hand back so he wouldn't get the N1, which would have been a game-ending four-point play. So a smart play by McBride to think like that, because he got the inbound and put it up immediately, but it wasn't close to going in. But is there a fan out there, including you two guys that I'm with, that didn't hold your breath just the way the series went, didn't you feel that it was going to bank in?
Yeah.
It crossed my mind for a second before you realized how off it was, but...
Scary.
In the end...
He had a pretty good game, Heald.
He did.
Great game. Yeah. Great game.
In the end, what?
In the end, it all worked out. And how do you not feel great? Now, I do think the line for this Pacers series is a little funky.
What, they're such prohibitive favorites?
That's a little funky to me, but...
Well, in the 4 o'clock hour, we will break down some of the important stats that we have about this upcoming series. It's going to be interesting. I actually think, unlike most playoff runs, the Pacers are an easier get than the Sixers. Because Embiid presents problems that a lot of teams don't present. And I don't think that the Pacers present. Now, Halliburton is a transcendent talent, but Embiid's unlike a lot of players in the NBA. So, again, we'll get into that as we move along. It's game time, by the way. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Mets are in Tampa. Really, they're in St. Pete to face the Rays at 6:50. That's 6:50. And the Yankees are back home to take on the Tigers at 7:05 on YES. Now, on 98.7 tonight at 9, following the great Dan Grosso, Don's best friend, game 6 between the Clippers and the Mavericks. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Hey, this is. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. How punkish is Patrick Beverley? Did you see the thing he did with that reporter?
I did.
Oh.
No, I haven't seen it.
He apologized today. Oh, Peter, make you sick.
What'd he do?
Well, the reporter is a longtime producer at ESPN, very well-respected woman, really good at her job. And she's just holding the mic. She asked him a question, and he said, do you subscribe to my podcast? And she said, no. He says, then you got to put the mic down. Why don't you listen to it? Here it is.
You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not.
You can't interview me then. Okay. No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump. Or maybe.
Mic on my face, please.
Was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over, kind of like you have in the past?
You'll move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
What an ass. Now, during the game, he threw a ball at a woman twice and hit her.
By the way,
he should be suspended for 20 games at the beginning of next season.
Forget about
the thing with the reporter, but the arrogance, do you subscribe to my pod? No, I don't subscribe to your pod.
Yo, by the way, who are you? What makes your podcast special? You're an active player and you can put together 5 sentences and everyone has to go run and subscribe to Pat Bev's podcast? Like you're Edward R. Murrow? Who are you? Treat people with common respect. Your pod sucks, bro. You're just another person talking. Who is Patrick Beverley? He's been bounced around the league. Yo, what team are you on next year, bro? The Wizards? Right. The Nets? You've been on half the league. Can you finish out next year? No one will keep you. You're a hack jabroni. Who talks to people like that?
And I would have said to him, listen, it's not a prerequisite that I have to subscribe to your podcast. I'm not going anywhere.
And you know what? You know who dropped the ball? Everybody in that scrum should have walked away. I know they got jobs to do, and I'm going to tell you, when you let people get away with stuff, this is what happens. He's been doing this all year, I'm told. When he got to Milwaukee, he would not interview with anybody unless you subscribe to his pod. And the Bucks let it happen, and the NBA let it happen. But that's even the least of it. He threw a ball at a woman twice. In the stands.
No, he's...
He's got to be suspended for 20 games next year.
Suspend him from which team, Michael? He's been on 5 teams since 2022. They better subscribe to your podcast because your NBA career is dead as a doornail. Like, come on, dude. You don't have enough of a platform. You're not able to get enough subscribers. The way that NBA fans and all fans of leagues are such sycophants for the players, all you have to do is have played in the league for 3 years. You put out a podcast, you're immediately a top 10 on iTunes podcast. Pat Bev's podcast does plenty of numbers, and I'm sure it's plenty entertaining. Right. But the fact that you need to do that when you already have such a gigantic platform is pathetic.
Now, Melinda
it's embarrassing.
Adams- Melinda Adams is the reporter, and she just tweeted, "I want to thank everyone for their kind words and support. I am humbled. Patrick Beverly just called me and apologized. I appreciate and accept it. The Bucks also reached out to apologize. I've been in the news for over 40 years, and kindness and grace always wins. Here's my problem with you, Melinda." No, you shouldn't let it go. You shouldn't be so easy to accept the apology, because now what you're doing is enabling the behavior. I would say, no, I don't accept your apology. You embarrassed me. You didn't let me do my job. I am not going to accept the apology. And when the Bucks say it, say, you know what? You enabled the situation. He's been doing it all year. You never stopped them. You never disciplined them. No, I'm not accepting your apology either. So I don't want to get on Melinda because it was wrong what she went through, but this is the problem. Because they call and personally apologize, all's forgiven, and then he goes back to doing what he's doing. The Bucks continue to enable, the NBA continues to enable, and then nothing changes. She should be like, no, I've been around longer than you, I'm going to be around much farther in my career than you, I don't accept the apology. And especially from the Bucks' PR.
What good does that do her? Because she got to do her job, but I mean, that's the least of his worries. Throwing a ball at a fan twice.
What do you mean threw it at a fan?
He fired a ball at a fan.
And then when he got it back, he threw it again.
Yeah.
Yes, just showed the replay.
It's very disconcerting, and I'm surprised that the NBA hasn't come out with a statement yet.
But you know what I'm saying, Michael, as far as the other thing is concerned? Well, everybody apologized, and everybody goes back to their business.
Yeah, but I hear Michael's point. It's not her place to have to hold up the fight against him. Let other people do that. She shouldn't also be expected then to have a war with one of the players.
Because all of a sudden, then she's the bad guy.
I agree with you, Don. Someone should do it. I just screamed at him.
You have the ability. You've been around for 40 years. You can stand up for yourself. But then everything just goes back to normal. See, the woman that went through it's okay. She accepted the apology. He goes back to whatever team he was, continuing with that. And then the Bucks, the same thing. It's like, listen, you enable. Why are you apologizing to me? Why don't you apologize to all the other reporters all year long that had to go through it? You know, it's just so everything goes back to normal, because then the players get to do whatever the heck they want. The PR directors, and this is what ticks me out about PR directors, public relations. No, they are player protectors. It should be PP. That's what it is, because they don't want it. They don't want to lose the players, because they'll end up losing their jobs. And instead of access for the media, it's whatever the player wants. And they end up protecting the player instead of, this behavior is not going to stand. It's not a prerequisite that I have to subscribe to your podcast to interview you. It says nowhere on the back of their credential if that's the case.
Sham Sharania tweeted out, sources say the exchange between Pat Beverly and one of the fans in Indianapolis is escalated when the Bucks were breaking huddle Thursday night and the fan yelled Cancun on three. Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know. Is there a meaning there we don't know?
I don't know. NBA is looking into Beverly's
vacation. That's it.
NBA is looking into Beverly's exchange with fans in game and the media post game, according to a source. And Mike McCarthy just tweets out: Patrick Beverly has been banned from future guest appearances on ESPN shows. Front office sports has learned. Good for ESPN.
All right, but even if whatever he said was offensive and angered him. Well, unfortunately, he didn't hit the guy that said it the first time around. He hit a woman.
And Cancun means that you're going on vacation. That's something to throw a basketball at somebody?
But even, Michael, even if it ended up being something that was offensive and the guy deserved to get hit with a basketball, the guy didn't get hit with a basketball. A woman next to him did. That's why you don't throw a ball into the stands, because innocent people could get hurt.
And I got to tell you what, I'm not the heckling type. That's kind of clever. Cancun on three. They're going on vacation. That set him off to that point. What if that guy was a followed his podcast, subscribed to it? He just lost it. What a world we live in. What a world. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Paramus. Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Matt?
You guys are great. So this is what I got to say, and I want to know if Peter agrees with me. Knicks fans are the most delusional fan base in all of sports. Every year we hear about what big superstar they're going to get next. They never do. And Brunson, I get it. He's good. He puts up points. But come on, Brunson, ice a ball. That's not going to fly.
Well, I got him past the Sixers.
I'm sorry?
Got him 50 wins.
I know, but Boston, a defensive team like Boston, come on.
Well, nobody's saying they're going to beat Boston. We're saying they're going to beat
Indy. But what... Wait, are you saying that now you're not saying Brunson's not incredible, are you?
All right, Brunson's not my type. He's short. I don't know. He's good. I get it.
But dude, no one's asked you to go on a date with him. But, type or no type, he's putting up historic numbers. You think it's like it's happenstance?
I don't know how he does it, but like he gets it done. I get it. He puts up 40 points a game. It's incredible. But like, I just don't think Brunson Isoball is going to get them a championship.
Listen, that is my biggest concern with the team. But I will push back on the delusional part for Knicks fans, and I will give them the word for passionate and hopeful fan base. Like I have to give them credit. I'm not going to spin it as a negative that Knicks fans love this team so much, and even when years go by where they get nothing, they continue to support them. Now, they're not delusional. I have not heard a Knicks fan yet call up and tell us, I believe they're winning the championship. I think they're going to sweep the Celtics. I haven't heard anything like that. To believe that they can beat Indiana and play the Celtics in the conference finals, the truth is, Michael, I think that is the main Knicks fan expectation. Go play Boston and see what happens. I don't think that's delusional at all.
Unless Knicks fans have taken over the Vegas books, Vegas thinks they're going to roll over Indy.
I don't think
anybody's saying the Knicks will win a championship. We're not saying it. We don't think they're good enough to win a championship.
Listen,
if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, what a season.
Were they slightly delusional if they thought it was going to be easy against the Sixers? I don't know if delusion. They're just overly optimistic. For a fan base that doesn't usually have a lot to be optimistic about, they really do believe in their team. But I'd like to know who that caller was rooting for. Clearly not a Knicks fan, but my God, if you can't have fun with this, then what are we doing? I can't help you if you're not a Knicks fan. I guess you're just going to have to live with it. But if Knicks fans can't get excited about this team, then I got to check their pulse. They're not breathing.
Couple of people say Cancun on three is a meme for a team about to be eliminated.
Yeah, who cares?
It's not specific to Bev or really should not have been taken any disrespect in any sense. That's from D-Mac Wake. So, I mean, even there's nothing offensive about it. I think it's clever. You're going on vacation,
right,
dude. Now you got plenty of time to do your podcast.
Now, could he have misheard it for something else and was offended? I guess that's possible, but why does the woman got to get hit in the face with a ball?
Even if it was something offensive, you point the guy out and get him
right, exactly.
Out.
What I'm saying, Michael, this is why you don't throw a basketball into the crowd, because there's a very good chance that you can hit somebody else. That should never be the answer. Never mind the fact that it wasn't even offensive, but even if it were, or you misheard it as such, does not give you the right to throw a basketball, and then, by the way, throw it again.
I think the woman got hit in the side of the head. I think she should sue. I think we're in a litigious society, so let her sue. Imagine a ball player just throwing a basketball at you. For what? And one of the teammates stopped them, like put their arms around him, and he did it again. All right, who's got FanDuel? Is it Don or Peter? It's Peter, right?
You know who it is.
No, it says you,
Peter. No, he
doesn't.
He clearly did not.
150th Kentucky Derby's around the corner, and FanDuel's the only sportsbook app where you can bet it. Plus, all customers get a no-sweat Derby bet up to $20. That's right. You'll get up to $20 back if your Derby horse doesn't win. All right? Now, me, last year, remember what I did, Anthony? You remember what last year was?
Mage. I think you nailed it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was Mage. And if you follow me on social media, I'm going to drop a little hint for you on who I'm feeling this year. But you can bet it all right there on the same app where you bet all your favorite sports, FanDuel. Download the app or go to FanDuel.com/Peter to score your no-sweat Derby bet up to $20 for the Kentucky Derby this Saturday. 21 and over and physically present in New York. Verified FD racing account required. Refund issued in non-withdrawable sports book bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPENY 467-369.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, major international soccer is coming to New York this summer. FC Series and Soccer Champions Tour presents Manchester City and AC Milan at Yankee Stadium. This is on July 27th. Enter for your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to Contest and submit your entry. Two grand prize winners will also receive either a Man City or AC Milan jersey. Watch some of the best teams in the world. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at FCSeries.com. Love it. That's good stuff. That is very good stuff. Before we go back to the phone calls, let me give you a quick Yankee lineup. Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. Yankees scored 6 runs in 4 games against the Orioles. I mean, we'll get into it a little bit later on, but wow. Except for Soto, everybody is struggling. How about this, Don and Peter? You know that Girardi actually uses It's Not What You Want, and he knows that people make fun of it. At one point in the game on Saturday, he goes, you know, as I say, it's not what you want.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I think it's very cool.
Well, does he know that it's for, other people besides us say it?
A lot of people say that. All the media says it all the time.
Really?
If something bad happens, they go, it's not what you want.
Huh. So I thought we were innovators.
It's like, you know, the Seinfeld meme. You know, somebody got, I forget what happened. Jerry's eating popcorn. I go, what a shame. It's not what you want is kind of like that. Like somebody would trip in the hallway at the stadium, somebody goes, it's not what you want.
And he's embraced it. So obviously somebody let him know about it, and he's cool with it.
Yeah.
Or he's rolling with it. One of the two.
He's rolling with it. I mean, what are you going to do, get upset? Anyway, Anthony Volpe leads off, plays short, playing right field Juan Soto, batting second, hitting third, the center fielder Aaron Judge. Alex Verdugo back in the cleanup spot. He'll play left, batting fifth and DHing Giancarlo Stanton. Anthony Rizzo at first base will bat sixth, batting seventh and playing second base Gleyber Torres. Austin Wells will catch and bat eighth and batting ninth and playing third base Oswaldo Cabrera. Marcus Stroman will get the start for the Yanks against Reese Olson of the Tigers. The Yankees are 20-13. The Tigers are 18-13. That's the Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. And Serta Pro Painters, when choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. All right, go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Sean in Queens. Sean.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Good. How are you? What's up?
All right. I was listening to a caller, and he called up there, and he said the Knicks fans are delusional. I agree to some extent, but Jalen Brunson, he's doing his thing. But here's my thing about the Knicks. They just beat up on a hobbled Philadelphia 76ers team, and it took everything for them to get to the next series. So my thing is, Don't start beating your chest like you did something really, really good, because that dude was giving the business to them big men, and he was hobbled.
What would make him not hobbled? He scored 50 points in the game. How much better can he be?
Yeah, he did that sick. That's what I'm trying to say. They beat up on a hobble.
Oh, okay, so the Knicks don't have Julius Randle, Sean.
They didn't have him for half of the season.
But I get it. But that shows you that people can overcome. They can overcome injuries. Teams can overcome injuries. He's an important part of the team.
Just,
No, I hear your overall point. I hear the caller's overall point, though, Sean. That's I don't know if anyone's beating their chest, but I hear you that it took everything they had to get past a Sixers team that no one's been talking about being a threat in the playoffs. That's fair.
And the Knicks are not in a position, guys, where they can beat a team and the fan base just, all right, ho-hum. So what? Like the Rangers sweeping the Capitals, they were supposed to do that. So I don't expect the fans to take the streets and beat their chest. Hey, we just did what we were supposed to do. But realistically, you went into a series. Vegas had you as a dog. You're not a team that routinely gets out of the first round. Hadn't done it in 25 years in back-to-back seasons. You're going up against one of the best basketball players on the planet. And then you win a classic six-game series, and you can't be happy about it? Like, who would the Knicks be, Peter, to walk out and go, all right, there you go, next? No, they're going to celebrate because you've got a whole fan base that's got they can count on one hand the series that they've won in their lifetime.
Right.
Give them a bit of a break, guys.
Yeah, I don't think that's chest pounding. Celebrating isn't chest pounding.
Unbelievable. I mean, if Knicks fans can't feel great today, when could they feel great?
Michael, I've been working at this radio station in September. Will be 23 years. In that span of time, the Knicks have won two series. Now, this is the third. So the fans can't get excited. Come on. But they beat in the first round in 2013, last year, and then this year, right? There's no other. Am I missing any other ones? Or is either missing the playoffs or getting bounced in the first round? So now you finally win a classic against the Sixers. I'm sorry. You should celebrate.
Sometimes, you know, it's very illuminating opening up the phones.
Well, because you know what's classic about New York, and it's one of the things I love about it. You're never going to get everybody that's all in. Because not everybody's a Knicks fan. The large percentage of basketball fans are Knicks fans, but you've got your Net fans and your Laker fans or people that are just casual observers and they're maybe bigger hockey fans or baseball fans. You know, that you're not going to get everybody in unison 100% to just all agree and love it. There's going to be those guys, and they get through.
1-800-919-3776. Come back. We'll give you a little early preview on the Pacers and this matchup. But first, Peter is going to give you a little preview on getting help.
Well, Michael, this message is brought to you by BetterHelp, all right? I know for me personally, I'm still working on myself, guys. You saw how emotional I just got when I got angry about Patrick Beverley. I don't even know the guy, but I got angry and emotional. It makes me go, you know what? I could probably use to take a breath, calm down, and have a conversation. And that's what BetterHelp is for. That's what therapy is for. So if you've been thinking about going to therapy and all the great benefits that you can get, think about BetterHelp, because not only is it great therapy, it's online, it's convenient, it's flexible, it's suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter today.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.